Hereford. I think he's heating up now as it's 29-25. Gustafson's got to give it up to LaPisto. Now they go on the wing to Bolvite. He's got nowhere to go. He brings it back out and gives it to Gustafson at the top of the key. Now LaPisto there. They found Bolvite wide open, and he overlaid the layup. Put back, though, is good by Brechtel to make it 29-27. WRJN Racine. And we got a 30-second timeout called by the Purple Knights. So we'll keep it here and tell you that we'll have another game coming up Thursday night. It should be another good one, as the Case Eagles will travel across town to play the Park Panthers, who are undefeated in conference.
Two Southeast Conference teams, both are well coached. They play hard, so we're looking forward to that rivalry matchup, and it should be one of our better games that we've had so far this year. Not that we've had a bad one yet.
All right, so the Knights inbound. They lead now 29-27. On the drive, it's Hodges. He can't get it to go, gets it back, then gives it up. And that shot is no good. By Levy, and he'll go to line to shoot two. The foul's on Brechtel, his first, team sixth. So he's at the line for the first time tonight. First one up is good, all net. And checking in is Chris Tesmer. Tesmer comes in for the first time tonight for the Wolverines, the 6'5" junior forward. Second one up, all net also. Clean as a whistle, 31-27. Knights with the lead as Waterford breaks that press very nicely as they put it into the hands of LaPisto. LaPisto hands it to Vite, and then they go inside to Beasley. Beasley with another two to make it 31-29 at the 3:40 mark. Very quick first half. Hereford with the basketball, gave it up now. Now they go in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good by Martin. And Beasley will take it up slowly this time for Waterford. Now he gives it up to Gustafson. And then he gives it up to LaPisla at the top of the key. Now to Beasley on the drive. Puts up the left-handed shot. That's no good. And here comes the Knights the other way. And we had a travel as Hodges was trying to set himself up to shoot that three. So 3:04 to go in our first half as they get it into Vite. He gets it back to LaPisla. Now they got to go to Vite, and then here comes the pressure by the Knights. And they get it into the hands of Beasley. Beasley goes inside to Gustafson. Count it. Count the basket by Caden. And that'll tie it at 31. So McAllister's going to check back in. So Caden, he's one for one tonight. And he makes the free throw. Gives the lead back to Waterford at 32-31. Hereford will bring it across. Gives it up to Hodges. Then they go across court to Martin. Hereford at the top of the key again. Comes inside, spun around, turnaround shot is good by Amari to make it 33-32. Purple Knights with the lead. Now taken away on that pressure by the Knights. On the drive now, coming inside with the floater. With the little floater is J.J. Martin for the Purple Knights to make it 35-32. That's how quickly they can score. Now they come down quickly to Beasley. He puts it up, gives it up to Tesmer, who scores to make it 35-34. Purple Knights with that lead, 1:50 to go in our first half. Turnaround shot is good by Hereford for another two to make it 37-34. Full court pressure by the Purple Knights. But Waterford got it across very nicely, broke it nicely. Gustafson with the basketball now, gives it up to LaPistol across court. Now Beasley on the drive, almost traveled, but scores. He wanted a foul. He wanted a foul as he puts it off that square, and it's 37-36. 1:15 to go in our first half. Hereford with the basketball now. Again, gives it up to McAllister. He'll put it up and score. McAllister with that big body to make it 39-36. Beloit with the lead as Gustafson driving inside. Puts up a wild shot, the tip up no good. And then they're going to bring it back out to Beasley, who can't get the three to go. And McAllister with the rebound, and then a bullet pass down to Martin for the easy layup to make it 41-36 with 30 ticks to go in our first half. Beloit Memorial with the lead. Gustafson now gives it up to Beasley. 20 seconds. Now to Veit at the top of the key. Then he puts it into the hands of Gustafson, and he'll bring it back out to the top. 10 seconds to go. Now gives it to Beasley. They go across to LaPistol. His three-pointer is no good. Putback is no good, and that's the end of our first half with our score. Beloit 41, Waterford 36. We'll step away for 2 minutes to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back with our halftime programming. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
If
If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at ggsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, back here at halftime, 41-36. Let's get Dylan's assessment of the first half. Did it go the way you thought it would go?
Yeah, I think it went about as good as we all could have asked for. A very competitive game. It was cool seeing Amari Hereford score his 1,000th point. Came very early in the first half, and the team just kept pushing on. They didn't let it be a distraction. They got their points, did their little celebration to him, gave him a wave up to grandparents up in the crowd with a big banner, and they kept it moving. He's already leading the way for them with 17 points here at halftime, 7 field goals and a made 3. So 17 points for them. Brock Hodges leading the way with 10 in as well. And for Waterford, Kaden Gustafson leading the way with 13 points and Jameson Beasley with 8. Just a very competitive matchup so far. Both teams going back and forth. It's been a fun one, and it's been physical, but the refs are kind of letting them play to a certain degree. They aren't calling every little ticky-tack foul, which is good. Two Southern Lakes teams, it's going to be a little more physical than what people are used to seeing, and I'm glad that they haven't really turned the spotlights to the referees. They're allowing them to play the game, and they're kind of just stepping back, which is nice to see.
Well, you mentioned one thing, so let's mention it. I mean, you got three officials out here. I know two of the three, at least, do some college officiating, so which is officiated much different than high school. So now we're having the feeder basketball teams being introduced that are the feeder program for the Waterford Wolverines. And there's plenty of them out here.
It looks like the youth programs are being celebrated out here tonight. And they got a lot of kids, a lot of teams. So it's good to see. You could say youth sports are kind of dying across the country. So it's good to see that they're still able to get some bigger size teams out here and still field all the way from what they said, second to eighth grade.
Yeah, well, we talked to Nick Reglin, head coach of the Waterford Wolverines, before the game when he gave us our digs where we were going to be tonight, and I'm very familiar with it. But Dylan, this is Dylan's first experience in this room, so it was a first experience for Dylan. But anyways, talking to Coach Reglin, he said they pretty much don't have a choice if they want to play basketball. They're going to play here at Waterford. So it's kind of a nice thing to have where, you know, you're going to get all the players unless they go to a private school.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thing, too, for this area being the only public high school in this little area that's actually pretty heavily populated. It's nice that they're able to kind of pull all the different kids in, and they've been able to have success in baseball, football, and basketball, the big three, you could say, of high school athletics, including wrestling, too. They have a very strong wrestling program here. So they've done big things, being able to just pull in the kids that live within the community.
And now some of the feeder program players are receiving plaques, which they are getting excited over. I don't know if that's a championship team or what that is, but that's nice that they're doing that. So let's talk a little bit about, let's give our listeners a preview of what we got coming up on Thursday night between the Case Eagles and the Park Panthers. I think Dylan was...
No, it should be a great game between Park and Case. as I mentioned before we went to break, two teams in the Southeast Conference, you know, were able to cover them frequently. You know, two coaches that love our programming here, and one of them's even a patron. So it's nice to be able to cover a rivalry matchup that includes friends of the program, if you will.
Well, last year on paper, you would have thought that the Park Panthers would be all over the Case Eagles because of the height advantage in that, and it did not work out that way, because if you can recall the game at the Park Fieldhouse, which I still can recall very well, the Case Eagles got a lot of easy buckets in transition because the Park Panthers were not getting back to play D. I don't foresee that happening this year with the Park Panthers. I'm sure they looked at that tape many times over the summer. And again, you're talking about, when you talk about the Park Panthers, you're talking about a team that was committed all summer. They were in the weight room. They were all playing summer basketball in that summer league. And not to say Case wasn't, but it's just that Park's kind of been an afterthought when it's come to basketball the last few years, because in the Southeast Conference, Franklin and Case have dominated that for about the last 10 or so years. So Park's trying to change that. And just like Beloit Memorial here, coming into the Southern Lakes, they're trying to be heard from right away, only in their second year.
Yeah, I think they made somewhat of an impact on the conference last year, coming in, doing, you know, putting up a lot of points. They're an up-tempo team that a lot of Southern Lakes aren't really used to seeing, so it was a nice change of pace for them, and a lot of the teams here in the Southern Lakes weren't used to that, so they had to adjust, but they seem to have done so well. Beloit Memorial off to an impressive start this year, record-wise, and we'll see if they continue their success here tonight.
And again, they had a nice year last year, finished 10-4 in the conference, went 21-6 overall, very impressive. So I think this is a team that could do some damage come tournament time.
And they were highlighting some kids there at halftime, Dick. It was 10,000 shot club. So kids that came in on their non-game days and put up 10,000 shots from last year to this year for the youth program.
Well, I guess then that was okay that Dylan was figuring out. I was asking him a question and I wasn't getting an answer. He was trying to figure out what they were doing, getting those plaques. All right, we're ready to start our second half. Wolverines will get the first possession. They trail by 5, 41-36 to the Knights. So it'll be Beasley, the inbound for the Wolverines.
That'll be a second here, Dick. There's a wet spot on the floor. They're looking to get that taken care of.
Okay. And I think our band is finished for the night as they are disassembling below us here. All right, now we're ready to get it underway. So Beasley will inbound to Gustafson. He'll take it across the timeline. Being guarded by Hodges. Now they get it over to Dastner, back into Beasley's hands. Now he gives it up to Gustafson. His three-pointer, no good. And a rebound to Hereford. Hereford coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring again. Amari Hereford with the basket. Boy, is he quick. 43-36. 7-point lead now for the Purple Knights as they get it across court. Wolverines do. It's in the hands of LaPistol right now. LaPistol on the drive, the give and go to Gustafson, and a nice play there as they score to make it 43-38. We've played 1 minute here in the second half. Hereford takes it across, now gives it up to Martin, and then Martin throws it across court to Hodges. Then Hodges goes to the top of the key to Ford. Now it's intercepted by Gustafson, and here comes the Wolverines the other way. They give it over to Brechtel, and he loses it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Wolverines. So Beasley gets it in to LaPisto, and he throws it across court to Gustafson, who puts up the three-pointer. That's too hard, but the rebound comes down to Dashner. Now it's in the hands of Beasley. Beasley driving inside, and we got a foul on the floor. So that foul's on Hereford, his first, team first. Now we got a foul, another foul coming up on the Purple Knights on Martin. That's his first, team second. Now they go inside. There's a shot up by Gustafson, about a 5 foot fall away shot, fade away shot, I guess you'd call it. 43-40. Beloit with the lead. Coming inside, pulling up and scoring is Hodges with a nice turnaround jumper from about 8 feet to make it 45-40. Here comes LaPistol now, being guarded by Martin. Gives it up to Gustafson. And then they go back across court to LaPistol. Now LaPistol gives it up to Brechtel. Now Beasley on the drive. Comes inside hard and scores. Jamison Beasley with the two-pointer to make it 45-42. A one-possession game again. Knights with the lead as they give it up to J.J. Martin coming inside. Now throws up a wild shot that's no good. And Gustafson with the rebound, taking it across the timeline all the way down inside. Now putting up the shot short. Kind of rushed that. Now Hereford getting it down quickly to McAllister, and he can't handle it. And here comes Waterford the other way. Now Beasley. Oh, Beasley, no luck, pass is good to Dashner, and it's 45-44. And we got a timeout. A timeout called by the Purple Knights. Just a 30-second timeout. So, well, it's a full 60-second timeout, so we'll step away then. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Gory Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher. It's their mission.
All right, back to live action here. as the Knights with the basketball now. Almost lost it. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Beasley, pushing it up the floor quickly. No-look pass again is good. To Dashner to make it 46-45. Waterford back with the lead. Hereford now goes inside. Now they give it back to Hereford. He pulls up, shoots, and scores. Amari with another two to make it 47-46. The Knights go back in front. Oh, now almost a travel by Dashner. Now he gives it up to Gustafson. Now they put it back in Beasley's hand. Beasley being ridden. It'll be on the floor here, and that one will be on Peyton Ruff. That's his first, team second. So Beasley to inbound underneath their basket. Gets it into Gustafson. Now they go inside to Beasley, and his turnaround shot is good to make it 48-47. Waterford back on top at the 13:35 mark of our second half. Ford now on the drive. Gets it into McAllister. McAllister puts it up and scores. Little jump shot there by McAllister. Now four-court pressure. But they get it across quickly to Brechtel. Now Beasley on the drive. Puts up the floater. One-handed. Good. 50-49. Waterford back with the lead. Now driving all the way down and scoring is Amari Hereford to make it 51-50. Beloit now with the lead. LaPistol with the basketball now gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson now gave it up to LaPistol. Gustafson almost had McAllister. It's lost, and then here comes the Knights with it as they pick it up. And they're going to get the Waterford person for trying to reach in and get it away from Hereford. That falls on Beasley, his second, team first. So Beloit 2 inbound, 12:30 to go. In regulation, as Ford will inbound. Gets it in to Crawford, and then it comes to McAllister. McAllister, I don't think he's going to drive. Now they get it inside. The floater's good. Oh, nice floater by Crawford, assisted by McAllister to make it 53-50. Beloit, as Bolvita will give it up, and he does. He gives it up to Brechtel, and count the basket by Brechtel. So he'll get one. That foul was on Hodges, his third, team fourth. The one thing about a defense like Beloit Memorial plays, you're going to probably have a lot of fouls because of their quickness. A lot of reaching in. He can tie it here, and he does. We're tied again at 53, 12 minutes to go in regulation. The winner of this game takes that early lead in the conference as both came in undefeated. Now with the basketball is Hodges on the drive. Turnaround by Hodges is no good. And a rebound to Beasley. Beasley being hassled by Crawford. Gets it across. Then gets it to LaPistol. Then they come inside to Bolvite. His turnaround left-handed. Hook is good with the left hand to make it 55-53. Hereford brings it across. Now they give it up to Ford on the wing. Now inside to McAllister, who loses it. And Veit gets it to Gustafson, who tries to come inside, pulls up and shoots and scores. Gustafson with the pull-up shot from about 8 feet to make it 57-53. And Beloit calls a full timeout So we're going to is it a full or a 30?
They just switched it to 30, Dick.
Oh, we'll keep it here then. Very poor mechanics, in my opinion. Either you know or you don't know what it is. So it's a 30-second timeout called by Beloit as they now trail by four, 57-53. Waterford with the lead. Gotta say, this, we still got 11 minutes to play, but if they can come out here with a win, the Wolverines, this will go a long way with how this ball club has changed. And no scores to report tonight. As they bring it in, Beloit does. Here's Hereford with the three-pointer. That's no good, but they get it back. Now Ford gives it up to Levy. Now on the drive, the shot up is no good. Put back no good by the Purple Knights. And Gustafson gets it over to Beasley. And then Beasley brings it down low to Brechtel, and player control foul coming up on Waterford. And it's on Brechtel, his second, team second, at the 10:46 mark. 57-53, Waterford with the lead, as Hereford will bring it across. Hereford now gives it up to Ford at the top of the key. Now they go on the wing to Crawford, and he traveled. Ron Quirk with a very authoritative call there, which I like to see. There's no doubt in your mind when he calls it. As LaPistol gets it into Gustafson, and we're under 11 to play now. Beasley gets it to LaPistol. Oh, LaPistol almost to travel. Now Beasley, and he thought he was fouled, as here comes the Knights quickly down from the corner, the three-pointer air ball, and now they're going to catch Gustafson and count it. And Gustafson with a little bit of showboating there, but he scored the basket and count it. That fouls on Ford, his second, team fifth. So Beasley checks. He's staying in. Brechtel comes out. And Regner comes in. So Gustafson at the line to shoot one. I think he's perfect tonight from the free throw line. Now, no more if he was, as Ford gets the rebound. 59-53. Waterford with a six-point lead. Hereford now with the basketball. Hereford still has it, pulls up. Then gives it up. And the shot by Crawford is no good, but he'll go to line to shoot two. So another trait, asset, whatever you want to call it, for Amari Hereford is he's very unselfish with the basketball. That foul was on LaPistol, his first. First one up, hit the ring, no good. Make him 0 for 1. Next break in the action we have, we'll go through the scoring for both teams. Second one up is good. Make it 59-54, 9:48 to go in regulation. Beasley with the basketball. Gets it across as he pushed off a little bit, but they let it go. But here comes the Knights the other way with their quick hands, and then it's lost out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul on Waterford. Shot from the corner's no good, but the rebound to the Knights. Went to Hodges, and now he brings it out. Now gives it up. On the drive. Inside. Can't get it to go. As Ford tried to get it to Levy. And Levy put it up too soft. 59-54. Waterford with the lead. LaPista with the basketball. Gives it up to Gustafson. His three-point is no good. And Hereford with the rebound. Gets it down quickly. Hereford somehow came up with that basketball and then gets inside to score to make it a one-possession game again at 59-56. 8:35 to go in regulation. Now Bolvite with the basketball. He'll give it up to Gustafson. And then Gustafson will go to the other ball handler, Beasley, who puts it up, can't get it to go, but thought he had the rebound. Beasley did not like that. They didn't call a foul. Now the shot up is good on the coast-to-coast by Brock Hodges. In a 30-second timeout called by Coach Reglin, so we're not going to step away. We'll get that official, unofficial scoring for both teams now.
Dick leading the way tonight for Beloit Memorial on 25 points. Amari Hereford. Behind him, it's Brock Hodges with 14 points. Jeremiah McAllister with 8. Leading the way for Waterford, it's Caden Gustafson, 21 points. Jameson Beasley with 14. And Bo White with 9.
All right, thank you for that, Dylan. 8:07 to go in regulation here. Now he's announcing a foul here.
And they switched a foul that played three possessions ago. They gave it to the wrong number, and they corrected it now.
Okay. So Gustafson has 3. As the Wolverines inbound, 59-58. 1-point lead for Waterford as they get it across to Bolvite. Now he tries to get it down low. And they're going to call a foul. I thought we had a jump ball there, but I guess not. And they didn't like it either, the Beloit people. That foul's on Crawford, his first, team 6th. As the Wolverines get it in, Gustafson with the 3-pointer. It's no good, but Ford fouled him. So he'll go to the line, Caden will, for 3. He's 2 for 3 tonight. So he'll get 3 now, 59-58. Waterford with a 1-point lead, 7:48 to go. First one up, good. Second one up, no good. So he's missed 2 now. The pistol checks out. Beasley checks back in for the Waterford Wolverines. 60-58. Shooter's touch on that one is good. And it's 61-58. Still only a one-possession ball game. 7:45 to go. Hereford takes it across. Hereford on the drive now. In the corner, the three-pointer airballed, and Beasley with the rebound. That's big for Waterford now, if they can score here. They give it up to Reglin. Reglin gets it across court to Gustafson, who pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go, goes over the beam, so it'll go back to Beloit. And checking back in is J.J. Martin for Crawford. 7:19 to go. Plenty of time left here in this ball game. Hereford will take it across. Closing in on 7 minutes to go, and then I think we'll have it. It'll be on Beasley. He's a very physical player. So checking back in is LaPistol for Vite. And they're going to give that foul to Reglin, his first, team fifth. So Martin inbound, gets it into McAllister, who will try to come inside, drive, put it up and score with the one hand. He's a very, very physical player. 61-60. He gets inside. He's tough to defend. Beasley now loses the basketball, and then it's taken away. Here comes Hereford. Oh, he teased us. He teased us a little bit. Thought he was going to dunk it, and he laid it in to give them the lead back at 62-61. Now LaPistol gives it up to Gustafson. We've gone back and forth all night. Now LaPista thought he was going to put up the three. He didn't. He went to the sure. Brechtel inside to give them the lead back at 63-62. Waterford with a one-point lead as we're going to close in on 6 minutes to go. Here's a three-pointer put up. That's good. Three-pointer by Brock Hodges to make it 65-63. Beloit Memorial with the lead. Wolverines get it across quickly. Reglin with the basketball now. Gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson now on the drive. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Off the glass. Very nice. Very nice by Caden. 65-65. Another two for Gustafson at the 5:40 mark. And we're tied. Hereford with the basketball. Goes down low to McAllister and had it taken away by LaPistol, and then Hereford fouls him. So McAllister being very lazy there, trying to get the ball. And that was the seventh foul, team foul, on the Purple Knights. So LaPistol's going to go to the line for a 1-1. That was Amari's second foul. So LaPistol for a 1-1. First one up is good. Makes it 66-65. Second one out also good. So it gives them a two-point lead at 67-65. 5:20 to go. Hereford brought it across the timeline. Hereford, if he gets a little crease, he'll put it up. Taken away. Nice play by LaPistol. Taking it all the way down, and then he loses it. And here comes the Knights the other way. Here's a three-pointer put up that's going to be way too strong. And Beasley with the rebound. 67-65. Waterford with the lead. We're under five to play now. They get it into the hand of Gustafson. And then he gives it up to Brechtel. Now back out on top to LaPistol. Now Beasley at the top of the key. They're looking for the assured shot. Nothing wild here. Now it's thrown. Luckily, Brechtel was there to get it. Now they give it to... And here comes the Purple Knights the other way. And it's Hereford again. He teased us. I thought he was going to dunk it, and he didn't. And he ties it up at 67. 4 minutes to play in regulation. All tied up here. LaPistol with the basketball. Gives it up now on the wing to Brechtel. Now back to Beasley, and he's fouled. Fouls on Ford. That's his fourth, team ninth. So 1-1 for Jamison. Jamison Beasley. I don't know what he's done tonight on free throws. It's 2 for 2 then. And he misses that one. I got to quit asking you. I jinxed them. Hereford with the basketball now, being guarded by LaPistole. LaPistole took it away the last time he tried to go by him. This time he doesn't, though. Shackles up and score. Hereford with the basket to make it 69-67. 3:30 to go. Gustafson with the basketball now. Gets it across to LaPistole now from the corner. Bolvite with the three-pointer. That's no good. But the putback by Beasley is no good. And finally, the third one comes down to Brock Hodges for the Knights. And count it. They're going to count the basket. Boy, I did not see that coming. Count the basket by Brock Hodges. But boy, it looked like he was fouled way before he put that ball up.
That was almost NBA-level continuation there, Dick.
They're going to say it's on Gustafson. So first time at the line for Martin, and he hits it to make it 72-67, a two-possession advantage now for the Purple Knights. Wolverines get it across quickly. Coming all the way down is LaPistole as they let him go. Very nice. 72-69 at the three-minute mark. Purple Knights with the lead. There's a shot up by Hereford that was ill-advised, and it goes back over to the Wolverines. 2:51 to play in regulation. And Gustafson has the basketball as it was inbounded from LaPistole. 2:40 to go. Beasley with the basketball now gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson, it's on the floor. And they'll call a timeout before the jump ball. And it's a full timeout.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
On both, not both, one side.
Yeah, both
not
sides.
Not one-sided, it's both.
No.
Water. They're just as loud. They're just as loud as the Beloit Memorial fans. I know this means a lot to both teams, but still, sportsmanship.
Yep, absolutely. One of the key principles of the WIA and our broadcasts.
Yes. All right, so Waterford inbound. They trail by three. LaPistole will inbound, and he'll get into Gustafson at the 2:30 mark. This is a big possession for Waterford. Pass it into Brechtel, but he'll get it out of his hands almost immediately. Gives it back to Gustafson. Now they get it to Brechtel. Now from the corner, the three-pointer is good. Three-pointer by Bolvite, a little showboating, but it wasn't too bad. And here comes Hereford the other way at the two-minute mark. And we're under two to play now. 72-72. Hereford passes across court to Hodges, and they give it right back to him. Hereford now. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound. Beasley got the rebound. And out of frustration, Hodges tried to get it away from him. And he fouled him. So Jamison will go to the line. Still plenty of time. This game's far from being over with. So Jamison at the line. For a double bonus, I believe, now. And that was Hodges' fourth foul. First one up is good. 2 for 3 now for Jamison. Second one out is also good. So make it 74-72 now. And we got a timeout called. Got a timeout called by the Purple Knights. And it's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven-fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
That's Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine. Thank our patrons one more time. Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Lutch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treutler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff.
Back to live action here. We're tied at 74 as Hereford just put in an easy layup. And we're down to 1 minute to play. Gustafson comes in and can't get it to go. But he'll go to line to shoot two at the 105 mark. So Caden at the line, 4-2. He was fouled in the act, but they're in the double bonus anyways. So it'll be two shots the rest of the way. First one up is good. Got a shooter's touch there. Boy, he breathed hard on that one.
He is now 5-for-7 from the line, Dick.
Okay. He's also the leading scorer, I'm assuming, for the Wolverines. Second one's all net. Makes it 76-74. Hereford brings it across at the 1 minute mark, puts it up and counted on Amari Hereford as he laid it off the glass. So he'll go to the line to shoot one, and that's the fourth foul on Gustafson. 76-76. Amari, first time at the line for him tonight. Wow. That's because he's made most of them, I guess. He misses that. McAllister gets the rebound, and then it's taken away. Taken away by Brechtel. And then a timeout called. A timeout called by the Wolverines. Full timeout called, but we're going to keep it here with 54 seconds to go. Possession arrow belongs to Beloit. Waterford is in the double bonus. Now, Beloit is in the bonus, not the double, just the bonus, with 54 seconds to go. And we couldn't have scripted this one any better. We said it would be a good game, and it has been.
Yep, it's delivered on many different facets here tonight. 76-76, just under a minute to go, Dick. You couldn't have created a better scenario for us here.
And that's in regulation. We haven't even talked about possibly going to overtime. The key is, if you go to overtime, you got Gustafson that's got four fouls. That would be a key. So Waterford the inbound. We're tied at 76. They get it in. Beasley will handle it. He'll take it across. And now they'll set up. Waterford will set up their offense. See what they can do. Beasley now gets it into the hands of Gustafson. We're down to 35 to play in regulation. It looks like they may go for the last shot. Beasley now. It's going to have to be a shot that's wide open. Now Beasley gives it to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Pulls it back out at 15 seconds. And now Coach Reglin, he calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for only 30 seconds, though, so we can be back to wrap this one up, hopefully, with a win by the Wolverines. 76-76.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here. 12 seconds to go. Waterford has the ball. And Dylan and I were shaking our heads. We figured they'd go for the last shot, and that's what they're going to try to do. They get in Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, down to 8 seconds to go. Now he loses it out of bounds. They're going to say, though, it was last touched by Beloit. With 4 seconds to go. They get it into Beasley. Beasley puts a shot up. That's good! Shot was good. Now they're talking about it. They're talking about it. They credit it. I think it's if there's any time left on the clock. So Beasley Jamison Beasley with the go-ahead basket.
My guess would be they added, a little time there.
Okay. So they put 1.6 seconds on the clock.
I bet they're wishing they were in the NBA where they could advance the ball up past half court. Yep. But high school basketball, it stays where it is.
78-76, Waterford with the lead. Again, a win here for Waterford. They'll take that early lead in the standings as they'll stay undefeated. And if that holds, I think we have our player of the game. All right, we're waiting for the Purple Knights to come out. All right, they got just enough time to get it in and maybe whirl it for the shot. That's the ball game, our final score. It's Waterford 78, Beloit 76. And we're going to hope to get Coach Ragland up here for an interview with our player of the game. And our player of the game tonight is Jameson Beasley, who had the go-ahead basket to put them ahead. So stick around. We'll hope to get Coach Ragland up here very quickly with maybe the player of the game. But I'll turn it over to Dylan for a couple minutes here.
Thanks, Dick. We'll hear once again from some of our terrific sponsors and patrons that make it possible for us to bring you high school basketball on DG Sports. Our coverage of high school basketball